Well, I'm very glad to have had the opportunity to be able to fit a quick visit to South Sudan, but I'm back here again. I've been many, many times, and it's a country I know well. I was here before it was the world's newest country, and I'm now back for the third time in the current role as the Emergency Relief Coordinator. Why? Because there are huge, very pressing humanitarian needs here in South Sudan. We need to be very clear, straightforward, honest that most of these are man-made through a protracted, unresolved crisis of conflict, of an absence of an ability to care for the lives and protection of people, particularly women, girls and young boys. But we have now, in addition, partly through drought, partly through the collapse of services that have come because of the conflict, we now have a very serious potential famine here in South Sudan, has been announced early by the United Nations, along with, as it happens, potentially three famines elsewhere in the world. So massive pressure on resources for us to be able to meet the needs of people who, through no fault of their own, are now caught up with really life-threatening conditions. And as we all know, between malnutrition and death, it is always disease. So we have to find an integrated approach to build upon the success of what has been a long-term commitment by many in the UN, the agencies, the international NGOs, the ICRC, IFRC, and many local NGOs over many years, and build on the back of the success of saving lives and protecting civilians. And we need, above all, for this country's guns to fall silent and for there to be a peace. That's the best humanitarian solution. But until we get that, we need to meet by having good access, safe, unimpeded access. Who can provide that for us? The government. And that's the nature of the discussions I've been having here in South Sudan, is to persuade as best I can and to advocate for the people in need by getting good access.
So what are your impressions of what you've heard and seen, you know, about famine here in South Sudan and in the region?
Well, as we know, there have been two sort of smallish areas, but very significant nonetheless, in southern Unity State, where there has been declared famine. This is 100,000 people who are starving. So let's not qualify or mince our words. This is very, very serious. People may die tonight because they can't get food. If we do not act very quickly now, it is estimated that a million people, both there and possibly in northern Bahr el-Ghazal and other parts of South Sudan, could very quickly descend to the point of starvation and be on the brink of famine. And if we do nothing, and by not stepping up now, and I don't just mean the actors here, but also the donors in providing the resources, which converts to cash, that's what buys the programs, where we can build upon the channels we've already established with good leadership and good track record to save the lives. But if we don't, we've got a 6 to 8 week window before whatever light rains may come and the ground gets sticky and difficult to be able to cross over logistically to meet these needs and reach the people in need, then we could have 5.5 million people in South Sudan at risk of famine. So that is why we are really sounding the alarm now. It is unusual to sound it early, but we don't want to find that we get pictures on the television screens which mobilizes the money because people are dying with little children with emaciated arms. We want to make sure that we maintain the ability of people to be alive and for those children to have a life which is not threatened by immediate death.
Okay, what are your priorities over the next months with reports of starvation emerging across the region that you, as the Emergency Relief Coordinator, need to focus on?
Well, that's why I've come to see for myself, because here in South Sudan, we have both a UN mission, which is very important in terms of trying to establish a much better way forward for peace and security, both of which continue to be very absent for many, many people here in South Sudan. So their uncertainty and vulnerability of life in any event is absolutely compromised, and it must be terrifying to be living in such uncertain times here in South Sudan, where so many people have died and suffered because of the continuing conflict and the contestation for power, which is one which is only going to be resolved by a political resolution. There will never be, whatever people feel, however emboldened they may feel from the occasional small victory, they will never secure a military solution. And of course, there's never a humanitarian solution. It only ever fills the gaps created by, particularly in conflict, man-made restrictions, whether it's at checkpoints, whether it is enabling access. And so that's why I went up to Ganyel in Southern Unity State yesterday, and I was able to see where people have been kept out of extreme hunger and famine, because there is, over decades, some real commitment by some brilliant aid workers, NGOs, who've come together, supported by the UN and with WFP airdrops regularly, but now needing to get on a monthly basis to meet the escalating need, where so many of the things that lead to famine have compounded to come together. And that's what we are most concerned to do. It's nobody's fault that we've ended up in famine, other than the continuing conflict. That certainly is a fault, and those who perpetuate the conflict need to realise that they are the cause of the famine. And if you are a combatant in this war here in South Sudan, then you are also a cause of the famine. But even as we see that, we have to meet the needs, whether we have peace or not. We have to reach the people who need us, and that's why we're using what we know works to attract the donations that will then fund the programs which we need to fill up.
As you correctly noted about the hunger situation, as was announced last week by the humanitarian coordinator who appealed for, that is Eugene Ouzou, who appealed for additional funding to cater for the humanitarian needs of the starving populations. What's being done then to raise this fund?
Well, first of all, we have good track record. But for what the international community, be that the UN and its agencies, or the international NGOs and the NGOs locally, the ICRC, but for what they've done over years, just think how many people would not be alive today. It's very difficult to prove the counterfactual, very difficult to prove, but I'm confident that because of that track record, we've ended up with certainly hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of lives saved, and many women who have been protected. But it's all insufficient compared to the rising demand, and because of the gross irresponsibility of the continuing conflict, which has led to so many people being vulnerable. So when we call for money, it's because we want to back success already, and that matters, because if you back success, you can have a confidence that there is a result of lives saved. That's why we believe we can persuade the donors to come up with the necessary $1.6 billion for 2017, which will enable us to save the lives of the people in South Sudan who otherwise might be imperiled or will be subject to the violence that comes out of conflict, whether that's rape of women, absolutely heinous and abhorrent, or whether it is the rape of young girls, or even the rape of young boys, or the child recruitment. We need to be absolutely explicit and not mince our words. These are all reprehensible, must stop, and stop now.
Okay, you said 1.6 billion, is it dollars or euro?
It's dollars, and we have raised something in the region of just over 100 million so far. We have a long way to go. We need to have a few hundred million, certainly over the next 6 to 8 weeks, so that we can make sure that we are warding off a catastrophe and warding off a famine. But then we need to also work very hard, which will need peace. We can't have access through the middle of conflict lines and wars. We will need peace in order to make sure that we are able to build on the gains that we make, but to, first of all, get enough money to ward off the famine, the worst catastrophe.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.